Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Okay, you want to look back so that you can look forward. Many banks make the mistake of spending way too much time looking back at analyzing their performance history without giving equal airtime to formulating new strategies to address performance gaps with their CRA programs. It's imperative that when we're creating a self-assessment, that we're really mimicking the regulatory framework to assess our past performance, because this document will really allow you to get exam ready, right? And that it's the foundation that you can build your performance history upon, and then you can showcase it with CRA stories and impact. So that's looking back. But once you have a solid understanding of your performance, you'll want to look forward to look at your key performance indicators going forward, and you can develop strategies and you can work on community-based initiatives with organizations like philanthropic entities or governmental entities or CDFIs. There's so many folks that have a shared interest in community development. So since you understand where you've been, you could really focus on where you're going and how to meet specific gaps in your market. And very often, the community collaboration is where that can render the most impact when you do this work together. So I really want you to look back, understand your performance, but then look forward. Make sure that your CRA plans include the internal stakeholders, but also external stakeholders to that work. And really look at here, what is the one initiative I want to play a leadership role in out in the community? What is the one program I might be able to stand up within our bank? So really thinking about what leadership role you can play in forging the path forward for impact. So don't forget to look back, have your comprehensive self-assessment document, but don't forget to look forward and forge community-based partnerships to effectuate community development change. So until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.